Proverbs chapter 6. Laziness is a secret ingredient that leads to failure, but it's only a secret to the person who fails. This chapter mentions the wonderful world of ants. Go to the ant, O lazy one, observe her ways and be wise, which have no chief, overseer, or ruler. She prepares her food in the summer and brings it in her provisions of food for the winter, in the harvest, verses 6 through 8. Even though it is a seemingly insignificant and ignored animal, God uses the ant to give us great lessons. They work night and day, one following after another. They carry loads several times heavier than their own body. They respect the authority and they take care of the queen. They organize themselves in teams. Some mow, others crush, others make pellets with food to be stored. They persevere in their tasks. The term lazy is not in their vocabulary. But what strikes me most is that they anticipate the needs of the future, and therefore the lack of food in the winter does not become a crisis. Do not save what is left after spending. Instead, spend what is left after saving. Not being financially forewarned can lead to a financial crisis, but not being spiritually forewarned is even riskier. Losing your wealth is a great loss. Losing one's health poses an even greater loss. But losing one's soul is such a loss from which you can never recover. I have placed my faith in Christ. He is my one only sufficient provision, not only for the time here, but also for eternity.